Hi, good evening, everybody, and we'd like to welcome everybody to our show tonight. It is Monday, July 29th, 2013, and we are on bbsradio.com, Station 1. It's the Healing Highway on Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. And if you're new to the show, we'd like to welcome you and welcome all of our new listeners and our regular listeners as well. If you would like to send me testimonials or questions, you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also find all of this information in the bbsradio.com fast chat. So I will be checking the fast chat, and I'll also be checking the Yahoo email. So either one of those places would be great. And we have a lot of people have been talking about grid lines and ley line clearings. So we're specifically looking for tonight maybe some testimonials or experiences you've had with doing any of those clearings. And if all this sounds a bit strange to you, you can check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and you can also find a link to that on our BBS main page. There's a Wikipedia document and also a great Q&A document. And Ron is also on YouTube, so make sure you check out all of those things. It's really enlightening and great information for everybody at any point in your life. So, Ron, I thought maybe we could charge the light being, and you can find the picture of the large light being at bbsradio.com/creationlightship or at Ron's creationlightship.com homepage. So we'll give everybody a second to bring that up, Ron, and I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll bring in peace energy. Remember, the source energy that you can be experiencing only is in peace. It doesn't do anything for you, okay? It doesn't work with thought or mind energy, so you can't really ask it to do something for you like a favor. It doesn't work that way. The darkness works that way, but the light does not, because the light would have to judge itself, to pull itself out of the non-judgment, to judge something, to have a result for you. And then it would have to invalidate where you are, because everything is perfect, so it would have to judge you and then make you have some other experience. Your experience is it, in true light is what you want to experience, and the light ship still sees us here as being in light. So it holds that premise, even though we're, you know, infested here and connected to the unwanted universal travelers out there, which we call aliens and things that you don't know about or don't see, or things that go bump in the night, or different things. Feeling the presence beside you and you don't know what it is. There's all different types of things that happen. But the main thing is you want to be heart-centered. That's why we do the mind heart drop. And that helps to alleviate most of those situations and problems so you can be more inside of yourself and stay there. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So one, two, three. Oh, boy. Okay, start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Must have been doing too many clearings. I had to release the stuff out of me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, yeah. So Ron does a lot of clearings, everybody, and he does them on a weekly and monthly basis. So you can find all of those clearings about, you know, he does entity clearings, he does cording removals, and you can find all of that at creationlightship.com. And the ones that he just finished up doing are the physical body 8-hour healing intensive conference calls, and we just finished one yesterday. So Ron does those every month, and they're a really special 8-hour healing intensive, and you can find more about that at creationlightship.com at the top of his page. So please check there for the special weekly clearings as well. They're very helpful. depending on what you've got going on in your life. So, Ron, I've been getting a lot of emails from people about being stuck in their lives and, you know, just not really knowing what the next step is, which way they're supposed to turn, how they're supposed to deal with things, that removing blockages that come up in their lives. And I was wondering if maybe the grid line and ley line clearings that we've been talking about might be helpful with that.
Yeah, that would help. Also, maybe timeline crashing. And you have to remember that because the timelines now are shifting and changing so often, you may not know what's happening next in your life because you can't read the next timeline. See, most people are intuitive or psychic anyway. They may not admit it, but they do know, you know. And when you start looking out there, and let's just say that you're planning to go to the grocery store, right, and it's a couple miles away. You get in your car, and you kind of visualize where the store is, but all of a sudden you visualize it's not there. And you go, well, where am I going, you know? And that's because you're thinking about going to the grocery store, but it doesn't exist. So maybe you're driving down the same location, the same street, doing the turns and everything else, and all of a sudden, voila, there it is. And you go, oh, there it is, you know? And you didn't know why you were confused, why you felt maybe ungrounded, why you felt like weird things are happening, or just why you feel like something's wrong with you. That's because it probably wasn't there when you were looking. Another interesting thing, this may be, well, I'll be talking about this maybe on other shows too. Look at the new movies coming out, okay, the newer movies, maybe the last 5 years. And look at the ones that have the animated people in it. And if you notice, some of these movies, the more recent ones, some of these people do look real and lifelike. And I'm sure if you play those little video games, you may see people that look real also. And so what I'm saying is, are they pixelating you? So this may be hard to wrap your head around, but let's just kind of draw this conclusion here and look at it. So let's just say that you're real and you look like the way you do now. And are they taking you and taking a picture of you, we'll say, and making that into pixels, and then recreating the illusion that looks identical to you in pixels, okay? So all of a sudden, you now have yourself out there looking like yourself, and it's not really you, but you're out there now being pixelated and being recreated as a photograph, and then they animate the photograph of you. And then you wonder why maybe you go places and people say, hey, I thought I saw you yesterday at this location. You go, well, I wasn't here. Well, maybe they dropped you in and one of your friends saw you. And maybe they're upset with you because you walked right by them without saying hi. So that could be one of these new things coming up here to where they're taking you and recreating you as a photograph. And then from there, I thought there was a rock and roll song about a photograph, I think, of something, a long time ago. But anyway, we'll just continue on here, but we'll just continue on. Not that we're going to discontinue on, but we're going to continue on. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever looked at yourself in a mirror, and you looked at yourself, and you go, it doesn't look like me? You know, or God, I look awful today, you know, and then you look again and you know, you blink your eye and you go, oh, I just must have had, you know, my eyes were out of focus or something, you know, or maybe you saw somebody standing behind you in the mirror. Maybe you saw the makeup artist, you know, ready to help out this pixelation of you, and they put your consciousness into the pixelated person. That would be, in a sense, a clone of you. So it can go in different directions, but just an idea. So if you do feel lost, not knowing what's happening, could this be your answer? Back to you, Elizabeth.
Well, you know, Ron, that's really interesting, and it also kind of reminds me of when you're watching old movies, you know, from like maybe the 30s or the 60s, or movies that took place before you were born, and it's very interesting because you're watching these people, and I guess this is true for anyone who's, you know, a celebrity or whatever, and they have a lot of pictures taken of them, and, you know, they're in film, and they're basically still alive, even though their physical body has passed on. So it's very interesting. Like, it just keeps kind of recycling these images of these people and what really happens to that. I mean, it's still kind of you, even though it isn't. So that's kind of an interesting way to look at that whole thing. And if you kind of see your life as a film, it can be very sort of interesting to think about what the dark side is doing to us. It's sort of creating these scenarios and these emotional pitfalls and scenes that we kind of have to walk into and play out. And I think that's what is so great about the creation lightship, is that kind of puts a stop to that. And then suddenly you're not involved in all of these dramas anymore, and you're free from these emotions that are sort of, you know, taking over your life. So it's a really good way to look at how all of these different healings and clearings can help you. And I guess getting back to that other point about if you're relating to events in movies that happened before you were born, I mean, that might be something in a past life that you need to clear out. Isn't that correct, Ron?
Yeah, so what I think I hear you saying then is you're watching a movie, and let's just say you're watching a movie, let's just say when they had horses. You don't see too many horses now. So let's just say you're watching a movie, and it might even be black and white, and it was before you're born, and you're watching the movies, and you go, wow, I kind of remember that scenery there, you know, being out in the desert in New Mexico or Arizona or someplace where they made the movies, you know. And then I kind of am even having the smell of the horses, or the person putting the bridle on or that saddle, and God, I think I had one of those. Well, yeah, that means that very possibly one of your ancestors had that experience. It's still stored inside of you, and you just kind of awakened it. This is what we talk about people do to other people. That they awaken your DNA, and then you have that experience. And then you go through an experience, and the experience normally is not always a good one, because it normally ends up with some kind of trauma and drama involved. Like I say, you know, in case somebody's listening for the first time, they go, boy, Ron's really talking about doom and gloom and stuff here, about bad experiences and stuff happens. Well, you know, all I can say is, did you get a $100 bill in the mail today, and you get one the day before, and, you know, you're getting all this wonderful stuff happening to you? You know, life might be good if you don't leave your house, you know. But, you know, things do happen when you walk out that door. And have you had everybody, you know, come forward in your life around you, helping you out financially and paying all your bills and taking away your stress and your trauma? Well, I would probably say everybody listening would probably say, yeah, you know, that's never happened to me. And then you may have somebody listening and say, oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time. Then I'd probably say, well, what planet do you live on? Because you may not be here all the time, you know, because I don't know anybody.
Yeah, you might be in a parallel universe.
where you're seeing things happening, and you're just here just for a split second visiting, you know. But basically that's kind of the situation, is if you feel like you've been someplace like a deja vu, that would be a timeline. But if it's something that's older, then more than likely it's probably in your DNA. Now, could they recreate a timeline of that situation of you, which would be your ancestors, because you're not that old yet? Could that be on a timeline? Yeah, it sure could be. So you could be revisiting that timeline also, but it still have to relate to you and your DNA to have it come forward. So, you know, like if you go to, like in the old days, they had circuses, you know? And they don't have them, I don't think, anymore. They might, but, you know, I remember when I was younger going to a couple of the Ringling Brother Barlow & Bailey circuses, and it was quite interesting to watch, you know, the lions and the people on the trapeze and stuff. You know, imagine if you go to Las Vegas or someplace, you might kind of see something similar. But in the old days, you know, you'd drive up and, you know, you'd smell all the smells of the caged animals and stuff, and they'd bring them in, and it was quite interesting. But, you know, if you go to one of those, which we don't have now, but if you did go to one, you go, wow, I remember riding an elephant. You know, maybe you're only 5 years of age. I remember riding an elephant. And your parents would say, oh, yeah? You know? Well, that's the DNA coming forward. So anyway, I guess back to you. Or you have a fear of seeing something like that, you know? How many people actually see, we'll say, elephants up close or something, or even lions as you go to a zoo or something? And what if you do go to the zoo and you see some animal with big teeth, and all of a sudden you walk up and they kind of like show their teeth, and you just almost pass out? Well, maybe one of your ancestors had an awful experience with that particular animal. Maybe they got bitten by it or something, or they had a run for their life. Well, that's what you're experiencing. Maybe your knees are shaking when you see it. You know, what's that doing to me? I never had this experience, so that's what it is. So, yeah, you are awakening your DNA, and you are living the life of your ancestors through the trauma that they gave you, and they just happened to activate it. It was dormant until that happened, until you experienced something and or got brought into the experience, and now this is what you're dealing with. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Ron, wow, that's so funny, because I got an email from a listener, and it totally relates to this, so I'm just going to go ahead and read a little bit of it. It's called The Ghost in Your Genes, and it's about scientists who believe your genes are shaped in part by your ancestors' life experiences, and it's talking about how there's a new field called epigenetics, and the scientists believe that the genes have a memory, and it goes on to say that the lives of your grandparents, the air they breathed, the food they ate, even the things they saw can directly affect you decades later, despite your never experiencing these things yourself. And what you do in your lifetime could in turn affect your grandchildren. So, very interesting. So I guess it really is important to get in there and clear out all of that energy that's attached to your DNA, because I feel like when you talk to people about this, they're kind of like, oh, that's impossible, like how could it affect your DNA? Your DNA is your DNA. But it looks like there is a lot of, you know, scientific evidence to support what we've already been talking about here and what kind of is affecting your life today. So very interesting. And I guess it's kind of like you're having these experiences in your life, and maybe you don't really want them, and maybe you don't really understand why you're having them, and it's all of this baggage from your grandparents and parents and your, you know, great-greats, and so all of these things are being passed on to you, so you have all this unwanted baggage or this stuff that you then have to, you know, if you're in tune with your spirit and your awakening, you know, that part of your journey, it's going to be important for you to get in there and clear all of that stuff out, so you don't want any of these hitchhikers. You know, I guess if you're on the healing highway, you don't want anyone catching a ride. So it is important to do that. So thank you for sending that in. It's very interesting. And I did also, just going off the subject a little bit, but I have a question from a listener who is asking, what exactly are ley lines and how does the dark side use them against us? The reason why they're asking this is because they heard someone talking about the Mayans, and the reason they did human sacrifices was so they could charge up and energize the ley lines.
Oh, boy. Yeah. A ley line or a grid line is just energies that are kind of like in the earth, maybe the longitude and latitude lines, but there's probably much more of them. And they somehow are used to keep track of things. So just think of maybe like a 100-foot area, 100 square feet. No, 100 by 100. We'll just call it that, making it more simple. So you have an area which is 100 by 100, and that would probably contain your house, and that's probably in that little square. And we'll just call that your GPS location. And you're being tracked all the time with that. And it keeps you kind of boxed into that box. So it's a way that they can keep track of things, you know, these unwanted universal travelers. And, you know, was it ever here before? Probably not, but they probably did that to, maybe they initially had, you know, parts of the real estate of the earth here on the auction block, and aliens bought different pieces of it. And they're controlling those particular areas. That could be a possibility. But that's kind of what I would just say, is that these energies, the ley lines, will change from one place to another. And when that happens, you may feel yourself completely different as you cross over a ley line. So just be careful, and I won't say be careful, but be alert. And be more conscious when you're maybe out walking and see if you can detect where one is. And if you do find a location, then, you know, maybe take note of where it is and see if it's the same place that you walked before, you know. And you might physically find yourself changing your perception, and your perception will change only because you're probably being downloaded with other information. So you may be out of one alien territory and going into the next. And the controlling energies on you may be completely different. So just take note of what's happening and realize that there are things out there that don't make sense, that you can't physically see. And just know that they can affect you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. I think it is like a consciousness and an awareness. And I think it's important to note, too, that the energy might not necessarily be, quote, bad. It could be something that you feel really good about, but any kind of, like, strong feeling, the main thing is you want to feel peaceful. And so that's kind of interesting because when you're timeline crashing, I know a lot of you timeline crashers out there, we've talked about this, and it's very important to not only crash the feelings of depression and sadness and anxiety, but also to crash the feelings of, you know, excitement and nervousness and, you know, feeling the more positive feelings and of, you know, elation and all of those things, because those are also emotions that are keeping you corded to these timelines. So, somebody just said on the fast chat, the UTIs who are tracking me must be bored out of their minds. very interesting. So, yeah, you just want to make sure that you're kind of always, I guess the goal here would be to feel peaceful and to not be on this kind of like roller coaster of emotions, which is kind of what the Creation Lightship does. And I know, Ron, I remember once, I guess it was on one of the shows maybe about a year or two ago, where right before the new year, you took us off the timeline that would change over at midnight, and you put us on a different timeline. And that very next day, everybody was saying how peaceful they felt and how you know, they didn't have any kinds of you know, these tumultuous emotions about the new year and anxiety about the time passing. And that also happens, I find, a lot with our listeners when they are taken on to the Creation Lightship. And that you can experience live on Saturdays on BBS Station 2 and also on the intensives that Ron does. It's very peaceful. So, very interesting and important to clear out your DNA and also to get on those calls if you can, because they really are helpful. There's another email from a listener who is actually writing in about a movie. It's a new movie, I guess, about Jack and the Beanstalk. And she says it's all about dark and light timelines, monks praying to gods, and giants eating humans. Sounds terrifying and very interesting. So that could be maybe one of those movies you want to see, and maybe you might need to do some type of clearing. Ron, I'm wondering if you maybe want to do like a sample clearing for everybody.
Sure.
I'm thinking maybe like a timeline crash or something.
Yeah, the movie sounds like a matter of fact to me. You know, it's probably all true stuff, just that.
Right.
You know. So, boy. A clearing. Oh, we could do a clearing for, let's see here. Let's do a clearing for the anger that you may have toward the alien. And then we'll do a clearing for the anger that you have toward the God energy that's supposed to protect you. Remember, everybody typically, you know, grows up in some type of church normally. And then you find out that, gee, if God was so good, why did these strange things happen to you, or people die in horrendous things, and where is God? And then as you get older, you realize, you know, there must not be a God. Or if there is, the God is not looking after my best interest. So let's do the first part of the clearing. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the one about God screwing you over, and you finally got the realization that this thing out there that people call God, which is, you know, probably thousands of them, but most people just think there's only one, is not looking after your best interests and wants to harm you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's see here. We did a show, I think, on June 12th about ley lines, so you and timeline crash. You may want to check that out, you know, on BBS if you want to get a little more information on what we're talking about now. So that would be the of this year, so June 12th. And some people might say, well, how do I figure out if I'm going over a ley line or not? Well, you might try some dowsing rods. That normally will indicate things. What you could do is even look up the Dowsers Association or something in your town. It's real simple. You just get some L rods. Just get a coat hanger and bend them, you know, like an L kind of, 6 inches on the bottom. Maybe they stick out about a foot or two. On the other end, use some coat hangers or something, or even welding rod, and just hold them in your hand. And when they normally cross over, which means that they will cross in front of you, then that's the location that could be that ley line. When you start off, they should be pointing normally straight ahead. And then as you walk forward, they'll start to cross. You're going to see them move, and voila. And that's what people normally could use for dowsing for water and stuff, and things like that, you know. which is still done today. I think the old days they used to get like a tree branch, like a Y, and hold it, and it would drop down where the water is. But you could just do your own research, maybe on YouTube for, they're called L rods, the letter L rods, and you can check into that. I'm sure there's quite a bit of information on it. You can check out where the ley lines are, and then see if the energy feels different as you walk over it and go to the other side. So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if we have any questions or anything out there.
Yeah, I think there might be some special kind of wood that you have to use, but I'm not sure what it is. So, it's interesting, Ron, while you were talking there, I was just looking over the fast chat, and someone was asking if ley lines from an area you no longer live can still be attached to you, and I think the answer would be yes.
Yeah, they could be, yes. They could be bringing you back to that location. Because remember, that's the timeline that generated ley line. So it was put in place, you know, in time. So very possibly that could be a way that you could be drawn back to a location. Maybe, let's just say that you move from a town that you used to live in where you grew up, and 20 years later now you want to move back there again. You don't know why. Maybe even it's a bad move for you. Maybe it was a boom town then, and now it's, you know, like Allenstown, you know, for everything went belly up, you know, we'll just say that in a sense, you know, the son of Billy Joel there a long time ago. We lost all of our steel industries and stuff there, et cetera, and manufacturing plants and stuff. But in other towns, I'm sure, have that too. But anyway, you know, maybe you were employed there, or your parents were. It seemed like a big, popular place to be, a big town, lots of money, and now it's like a ghost town. And you now all of a sudden have the urge to move back there, and all your friends are saying, you want to move where? And you go, oh, yeah, I got to go back there now. Well, maybe they're, you know, pulling your strings to get back there because of the ley line energy. That's a very good possibility. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron, and I think any place that you've had a physical experience in becomes a part of you because, you know, you're going to remember old houses that you lived in when you grew up. If you moved around a lot as a kid, you remember different people that were there, different kids that you played with, different neighborhoods, and what your houses looked like. So you have had experiences in all of those places, so it makes sense that that would still or could still possibly be affecting your life. Excuse me. So, yeah, I would think that you'd want to clear any type of, you know, especially if it's not a positive memory you've had in a place like that. And I think that's really important because I think a lot of us get so kind of caught up in, you know, being here in the now and doing all of these clearings. And it's kind of interesting because once you do start to get more present to that, maybe there's certain ways you want your life to go and it's not going that way. And I think that, you know, we're kind of focusing on these ley line and grid line clearings, but I think that could be a really great way to kind of get yourself unstuck because it seems like a lot of people are feeling that way. So I actually have an interesting email from a listener, and it kind of relates to this, what you were just talking about, Ron, about dowsing and ley lines and strange energies running through the earth, and she's wondering if she got hooked up to something last week at Lake Michigan. There was a snake sandcastle ritual spot on a beach in Two Rivers, and she lost time on the way home and couldn't find her right road to turn on, and it wasn't there, and she's wondering what she should do, and she did the finger exercise, and it was to the right, and it feels very weird and creepy. Thanks. So it sounds like to me it could have even been a possible, with the lost time, maybe like an abduction experience or something like that. Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
I'm looking at a lot of these energies here, And it's just quite interesting how people are affected by energies that they know nothing about. And that's the whole thing of what's happening to us, is that we're not conscious to other worlds, other realms, other dimensions, and this energies around us. So I don't know what else to say about that, but it could be very disconcerting. And at least you got a tool to use your finger to see where you are, to bring you back into the present moment so you can get your wits back. Otherwise, you could be abducted and brought somewhere else, and now you're wondering where you are. And you need to get back to the timeline that you were on, and the finger exercise will do that for you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I was wondering if anybody has any suggestions. Maybe type them into the fast chat, and we can see if any of that would be helpful. I was thinking if it's like a known ritual spot, I don't know. It sounds, it's interesting because it's like Ron said, you never know what's going to be out there, but maybe try some timeline crashing on that. That's all I can think about. And also just timeline crash those feelings that you had in relation to that and see if that helps. And if your finger was to the right, that means you're in the future. So definitely I would timeline crash that, because that's usually a sign that, you know, something could potentially happen, I'm pretty sure. And if you're feeling anxious about the future, I think it's a good idea to timeline crash anyway, because then if it's something you don't know, then that kind of helps not only you, but it helps everybody out. So hopefully that kind of answers the question, and we could maybe move forward with that. And let us know if you have anything that comes of that, how you end up dealing with that. And if anybody has any suggestions, you could type them into the fast chat. I'm sure that the listener would appreciate that. Okay, so Ron, I'm just wondering if I guess another way to look at this would potentially be maybe I want to say like entities or ghosts, and they can have as much of an impact on experiences that you don't want, or these unwanted life experiences that you know, you can't really figure out why they're happening. And I guess, would that be a way to look at that? And I don't know if you want to do like a maybe a sample entity clearing for people.
Yeah, we could do that. So, boy, I don't know if people really realize or know where they picked up an entity.
Yeah.
So let's just take a place that you've been for maybe an hour, maybe today or yesterday, wherever that would be, and then kind of think of something that maybe made you feel a little different. Maybe you changed personalities. Maybe you were, let's just say you're in the grocery store and you're walking by an aisle which has some kind of goodie on it. And you look at it and you just keep walking. And then you go to a couple other aisles, you're shopping. And for some reason now, you need to go back to that aisle where you saw something else and had a goodie on it. And you want to buy that goodie. We didn't get it at first, but now you got it, you know, maybe 10 minutes later. And so maybe there is an entity there waiting to hop into you who wanted to eat part of that the donut or whatever it was, you know, or pasta or whatever you were looking at that you just saw out of the corner of your eye, but it hooked you. And it hopped into you and kept bugging you to go get it. And then all of a sudden you had the thought of, oh, I better get that jelly-filled donut. So here we go. So let's release that. So just think of something. Or maybe you went into a store and you bought a some type of clothing, you know, a dress or pants or something, you know, a skirt or whatever that you had no idea about buying. And it wasn't on sale, but you had to buy it because you thought you needed it. And now you realize you already have four at your house. You don't need a fifth one. But at that time, that entity wanted to have it. So, and to wear it on your body as it's inside of you. So let's release that energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Yeah, okay, Ron, thank you so much. And Ron also, I think I did mention this before, but Ron does offer the entity clearings, and they are every Friday. It's a weekly call, and you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com. At the top of the page under special weekly clearings. So that's great to know, and it is true. You never know where you're going to pick up these things, and I guess the main thing to do is, you know, just try to not touch people and try to do your shrink wrap. I don't know, Ron, will the shrink wrap, I command my body energy to shrink wrap, will that protect you against entities?
Probably not, but it could help a little bit.
Okay.
Like I said, the shrink wrap, you know, could help you if you don't touch people as they hop from you, but they could still come in to your consciousness. But, you know, it does help. I'd say about 30% maybe. But anything is good, you know, because you may have one that isn't really a strong energy and it may help you. But if it really wants to come into you, it'll come in and, you know, take over your body. So imagine if it's not real strong, it may not, you may get warded off, so.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think you can say, too, I command all entities to leave my energetic field.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, and it all depends how strong you are on bringing something to yourself or wanting something, because that could draw a lot of entities. So that could take away your deductive reasoning, like getting that jelly-filled donut or something, you know?
Right, right.
You may have 50 entities coming in, and they're all drooling, you know, and you go, man, I got to have that. Or one or two, you might just say, oh, get away. I don't want to have that. You know, you probably wouldn't say get away. You just think your thoughts are trying to trigger you, you know? But when you get a bunch of them in you, and they're actually pushing your body over to that aisle and moving your hand to pick that donut up, you know, then, you know, they want to have it. And they'll probably get their way. So back to you.
Well, that's really true. That's a really great illustration, Ron, of how all of these things take away our free will, free choice. Because if it were up to us, we wouldn't be craving all these things that are bad for us. But it's because all of these darkness energies are taking away your free will, free choice, you don't really know, you know, who you are, what you're deciding. You're just going, oh, I need to have chocolate, or I need to have cigarettes, or I need, you know what I mean? It's like you're kind of like beholden to all of these forces that you really don't have any control over, and you think it's maybe you have a weak will, but, you know, maybe you just need to do some entity clearing, so hopefully that will help you. I have another email here from a listener who's wondering if she could have your input on an experience. And it's a few nights ago, they were about to go to sleep, and there was a sudden kind of swish sound near them, and then a real electric current ran through as if they had stuck their finger in a socket. It was quite a shock. There's no metal in their bed or mattress. And there was no problem with the circuit breaker. There was also no lightning outside. And their immediate thought was that someone was showing them it could terminate them in an instant. I know the government can do things like that. Ron, can you see what it was?
Yeah, very possibly, you know, some kind of external force doing that. It could even be a satellite transmission. But yeah, I would say that there's many things out there that could cause that. For the people who don't understand what we're talking about, have you ever just sat around doing nothing and all of a sudden you broke out into a cold sweat or you wondered why, you know, you felt uneasy, it's because something is coming into your energy field from someplace, somewhere, and your body's responding to it. So many things do happen. Now, that one is a pretty physical one. I think I heard a beep.
Hi, Ron. I'm Ray. How are you?
Okay, so what kind of experience have you had, Larry?
Well, I've had a lot of experiences. I shared the healing experience with you that my left ankle came alive, you know, and it was full of energy, and I shared that with you. That was a good experience, but I was watching this movie the other night. It was called Identity, John Cusack, and it's about this criminal, and the attorneys were arguing and saying, well, how can we punish this body when there's all these different spirits inside of him? Because they keep going back and forth. It's impossible to punish this body like the regular penal system would decide to do. So they couldn't figure out that the penal system could be a useful tool toward helping in this particular case. So I wonder if he had an opinion about that.
Yeah, the body gets punished, and the entities don't. That's the problem. And so if the entities are in the body, then, you know, they can be taken out, and the person can probably have a normal life. Like I've mentioned in, you know, the old shows a long time ago, if you go somewhere and you see, I think the post office has this here, they'll normally show people that are incarcerated or they're looking for them or something. And if you notice, by checking the people out, most of their eyes are always glossed over, which their spirit's not with them. And that means that if your spirit is not inside of your body, your one spirit holding the space, then entities, and it could be a thousand of them, taking yourself over. So that's the way that works. But, yeah, they don't have that type of thing for, you know, entities. So that's kind of what happens. So unfortunately, there's really no jail or prison or anything else to hold these things in because they're floating around. The dark side takes them when the body dies, and they take the spirit out and kind of dust it off for the next incarnation, the forced, you know, reincarnation. But they like to leave these bodies around to body hop. But they need to have a host to get the energy and to live off of. That's why people talk about ghosts all the time. And then they come into people's bodies because they have to find a host to live in. And typically whatever the person's doing is maybe their job, their career, or whatever, entities will come in of like kind to support the other entities to run the body. So that's the way it kind of works. Mm-hmm. And you so invoke them into yourself. People do it all the time. They go through different types of rituals and things, and they want to bring in stuff into themselves, you know. So I don't recommend ever doing that, but people do that all the time. They go to some kind of spiritual practice where they want to bring in some energy. But let's just say you go to, you know, the New Age Church. That's the best one around. And you want to bring in Archangel Michael, so you call it into yourself because you're in this sacred space. Well, anything will come in as Archangel Michael. They'll just use that name, and you're using your free will to open yourself up, kick out your spirit to bring in something else into your body, and then these will come in, and they'll say, I'm Archangel Michael. And all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel, you know, very strong. Archangel Michael's here. Wow, it's some entities.
Mm-hmm.
And, from there, that's... what are they going to do to you? Have you told them to leave you? No, nobody ever does that. They think that that's why they want to have attunements. Bring in more light. Bring in more stuff. You know? And all you're doing is destroying your spirit. Because it's kicked out of your body. Can't hold the space if you bring something else in. So back to you. And thank you, Larry. That's very good. Yeah, there's no way to capture... you know, these energies that come into people and keep them, you know, at bay. They just keep recycling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you, Ron, and thank you, Larry, for calling. And, Ron, I just wanted to pick back up, if we could, with that listener right before Larry called, who was asking about that electric current, and you think it might be a transmission from some type of a satellite?
Yeah, I would think so. That's what I would guess, yeah. It's probably a satellite thing. So I could do that clearing. We have it on the website, too. Those are alien satellites, so here we go. Taking away the energy to see if you happen to feel different. Maybe you have those connectors on top of your head, maybe elsewhere on your body. But we'll see if we can get rid of one of the satellites that are affecting you right now, this moment. So one, releasing the energy from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Just think if you go to a reader and they do angel readings to you. Well, what are the angels? What are they bringing into you? You know, they're connecting to the angels. You think it's something good. Just think if it looked like devils with red eyes and horns that they're bringing in, you know. You know, you'd probably run out the door. But the person's smiling, saying, oh, the angels are telling me all of this here about you. And, oh, you're a wonderful person. And you were the Queen of Sheba. And this, that, and the other. And you got a wonderful life coming up. And, you know, this is what's going to happen to you. And the reason why you're having these situations is because you didn't believe in God strong enough. And this is the problem that you're having. So remember, all this stuff is just timelines, and you want to get off of timelines. Once you start to realize that your only empowerment that you have is to be with your spirit, number one. And then number two is to get off these alien timelines that are affecting you continuously. That's why we have timeline crashing. Remember, you have a bad situation, then do timeline crashes to get it out of your life, because the aliens brought you into a timeline, which would be an experience for you to experience. I guess our show's kind of coming to a close here. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. Do you want to add anything?
Yeah, Ron, I mean, we're just about ready to wrap up here, but I hope that answers your question, and I guess also you could just timeline crash that experience and the emotions that are connected to it. I think that would also be helpful, and if anybody has, again, any suggestions, you can type those into the fast chat, and hopefully they'll reach this listener. Ron, I just want to thank you so much for such a great show and all of the sample healings, and for offering all of the free healings through the website. And if you're new, you can find those on creationlightship.com under sample healings. They're a great way to get an introduction to all of the things Ron does, and he's really very active. So make sure you check that out. There's the Be Here in the Now satellite timeline crash. And actually, I was thinking maybe that would even be good for the listener who wrote in about that electricity experience. That might be a good place to start. Just do a satellite timeline crash and see if that helps you out. So, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you. And please make sure you join us next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern for the Healing Highway. And also, we have BBS shows on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday on Station 1 and Friday on Saturday on Station 2. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Good night, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, we'll just do the mind-to-heart drop for everybody, and we'll sign off here. So, remember, you must command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. That way you're going to be at peace and your heart-centered. So dropping down, I count from 10 to 1 backwards, so 10, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you have any ideas for maybe one of our programs, if you want, something that you may want to have more information on, by all means, just send us an email at clsquestions. Maybe something we talked about a long time ago you want to rehear again or have a different way of looking at it or something. You know, we're here to help you. So, and naturally, if you have a question about something, then everybody else may have the same question. So if you want to bring up a topic or an issue, by all means, you know, send it over to CLS Questions. We'll see if we can cover that for you. Thank you, and blessings. Good night, everybody.